Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today we're unpacking a tectonic shift in the global financial landscape. We've analyzed two pivotal deep dives into the gold market surge and the weakening of the petrodollar.
A perfect analysis to highlight the past, take a bearing on the present, and help us guide our future. As we like to say at DBM, you can't predict the future, but you can create it. To get started, this feels like the old pillars of value are cracking.
Absolutely. We're moving from an era of paper promises back to hard assets, but with a 21st century twist. First, let's look at the gold market surge. We've seen a massive, historic move in gold recently, which went up 47% in 2025 alone. That's not just a bull market, it's a signal that the old monetary system is finally breaking.
And the second piece of the puzzle, the petrodollar, is unraveling. For 50 years, the U.S. dollar's dominance was fueled by oil. Since 1974 and the deals struck by Kissinger, Saudi Arabia agreed to sell oil exclusively in U.S. dollars in exchange for military protection. This petrodollar recycling forced every country to hold dollars to keep their lights on.
Fast forward to 2026, and that loop is now failing, or at least significantly adjusting. Russia, China, and the BRICS nations are now trading oil in yuan and rubles, and have been for years. As the petrodollar era fades, central banks are panic buying physical gold to hedge against the massive money printing we've seen since 2008.
But here's the catch. The gold market itself is paperized. There could be as much as 500 paper ounces of gold for every one physical ounce actually in the vaults. The mirage they have created over the past 50 years is evaporating. It's a house of cards where everyone has a claim on the same gold coin. This is exactly where Bitcoin enters the fray as the hardest asset.
Okay, so we can now see a clear timeline. The evolution gold to petrodollar to Bitcoin.
Yes, if you think about it, Bitcoin is the synthesis of everything the world is looking for as the next solution for hard money.
It's fixing the money. Unlike the dollar, which is printed into oblivion, Bitcoin has a hard cap of 21 million. It's the ultimate fix for a system that currently relies on devaluing your labor. It's beyond the reach of sanctions. We saw the U.S. seize Russia's bank accounts in 2022, which spooked the world. Bitcoin is permissionless. No government can seize your keys the way they can freeze a SWIFT transaction. It has physicality without the weight. Gold is great, but it's hard to transport and verify. Bitcoin is digital gold. It has the scarcity of gold, but travels at the speed of light on a globally connected ledger.
Powerful stuff. All that before we even get into the straw that will break the fiat hegemony.
This is where it gets futuristic, but inevitable for those focused on education. We are now in the age of AI. AI agents don't have bank accounts. They don't have passports. They need a currency that is native to the internet and immutable, just code and maths.
Exactly. As AI takes its place in society, it requires a source of truth. Blockchain provides that immutable ledger. If an AI is going to pay for computing power or data, it won't use a petrodollar that takes 3 days to settle. It will use Bitcoin or assets on a blockchain rail because they're programmatic, instant, and transparent. We're seeing a transition where gold proved value can't be printed. The petrodollar proved value needs to be global. Bitcoin proves value can be digital, scarce, immutable, fixed, and independent of any single nation state selfishness.
Correct. The bottom line is the age of paper is ending, whether it's the Shanghai Gold Exchange demanding physical delivery, or nations looking for an alternative to the dollar, or AI requiring a solid foundation to value. The world is desperate for a hard asset that can't be manipulated.
Bang on. If you want to understand the future of your wealth, you have to understand this shift from trusting governments to verifying code, and you have to own a piece of that ahead of full adoption. This is at the core of why we do what we do in the DBM community. The question now is, how will you fund your way into the ownership of the center of the money supply? Our range of fixed, variable, and residual income solutions may help. Access the machines we use to run a proven digital asset factory model via the DBM Wealth Builder series. See the show notes and see you next time.